to everybody. Hoping you had a good rest from your weekend. Can I take this opportunity to welcome our visitors, the president of SASCOC, and that we are welcome in this meeting, and hoping that we are going to enjoy your presence, because we are coming with information, which information is a power. Without it, we can't know anything. And then from the very onset, our honorable members were very disappointed of just having an apology from SANABO. They were supposed to be part of this meeting. Initially, they were telling the office that the key leaders, they are not going to be around. But now, I'm just receiving this email arrived at 6:58 a.m. We would like to humbly apologize to the honorable members of the committee that we would not honor the meeting. Our representative missed the flight, and the next flight to Cape Town for today is only 14 hours. We therefore request a postponement for this meeting. This is a situation which is beyond our control. As a chairperson, I must put my view. I don't accept this apology. Maybe the committee members, they must reflect. This email written very early in the morning, if somebody can be in the office or operate at 7 a.m., but there are people who miss the flight, why do they miss the flight whilst others were already in the office and wherever? It doesn't make sense, and we cannot afford that. We plan according to a program of parliament, and people whom we know that we desperately need information, what are they doing, what are the hiccups, where can we assist as a committee, decided not to come to the committee. We have a program and we have schedules, and as we know, all of us, that we are trying to round up, we are going from elections. So we try to squeeze our program. As a chairperson, if I don't have a support, I won't write that letter. I'm saying that I don't accept this apology. And then other apologies is apology Mr. Sithole, Mr. Fildan. Miss Lomo, still on sick leave. We have a honorable who's just joined us. She has joined us full time because of honorable who was that? Botas. Honorable Botas, he's full time in education, and then Honorable Ndlovu Clara is joining us as a full time member. She's from Mpumalanga. We are welcoming you, honorable members, to join the team. In this team, you join us once we missed one member from your province, Dudu Manana, whom you know very well. And Dudu Manana here was having her colleague, a twin brother, which is Mr. Mhlongo, the one that is getting out. They are always making this committee vibrant. Sometimes they want us to intervene when they are doing their interjection, but they were making this committee to be vibrant. We are welcoming you. This is a committee who has got an interest in sport. You will see and you will hear themselves. Because this social cohesion, we must see even from our members. So welcome to the family of sport. Welcome, Mr. Muteka. I'm introducing our new member from Mpumalanga, as you are hearing me. And the Honorable President Gideon, we have a new content advisor, Sam Mahlobo. There's nothing wrong with Usamkelo ngusem
Mahlobo.
Samkelo Mahlobo.
It's in keeper the English fight everything.
Samkelo Mahlobo is our new content advisor, because the department they've seen the skill from UTEPSA. We're seeing another skill here. So, in those words, we do welcome our staff, from starting from the ministry to the committee, and any other visitor who's with us. We welcome you. Through you, President.
Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, thank you very much. I am in the company of Mr. Ravi Govender, a member of the Finance Committee of SASCO. In the absence of a CFO, we decided to ask Mr. Govender to look after the finances of SASCO until such time that we can make a new appointment of a CFO. So he comes into the office twice a week to work with the chairperson of the Finance Committee, who is on his back now, Mr. Murray. He was on his back, but from his bed, he controls the finances of SASCO. And at some point, after his operation, he felt he will not be able to be giving that oversight, and he needed somebody from the Finance Committee. So this is Mr. Govender, who comes in twice, and he looks at assisting the team to look after the finances, which is, of course, the biggest issue within SASCO these days. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, the President. Honorable Members, I'm presenting the agenda in front of you. I want members to adopt the agenda and maybe consider the apology of SANAPO. Honorable Bergman.
Chair, thanks. I'll share your sentiments. I think that we've had a proud history of good attendance, and where attendance has faltered, we've always come down on those groups that have not attended or have brought scant representation. Here, I would believe that Sonwaba would believe that their funding and their support is up against the Boxing SA, and they would want, this would be probably the prioritized meeting in their, in my opinion, and for them to give us the final hour apology is very sad, and I personally believe that there must be something else to it that needs to be interrogated, because that seems very political to cancel last minute. So yeah, we just share your concerns.
Honorable Bachman, Honorable Volkom.
Chair, we support your proposal that we should not accept the apology of Sonwaba, and therefore I agree that maybe because we don't have Sonwaba, it will be only the presentation by SASCOC. Thank you.
On any second of the proposals, Honorable Verhomo supported Honorable Bergman on the question of Sonwaba and proposed that we must continue with the presentation of SASCOC. Any supporter? Honorable Mhlong.
I second both the motion. We amend the agenda and we write the letter.
Thank you, Honorable Member. We need to be taken very serious by the entities, because some are having very challenging problems. As Mr. Bergman is saying, we always wanting that Sonwaba must be assisted, and when Boxing South Africa is here, we'll be always wanting to check what is the status of Sonwaba. And as these members, we always having problem that the amateur boxers are not taking care. Maybe it's just our rumor, but when we call Sonwaba not to come and explain the challenges, maybe they do have a challenges, but also they do have finances that are given to themselves, so they can't not to come in the account. Thank you. In that note, let's give a chance to SASCOC. I thank you.
Chair, as our member, we may want to throw light on Sonwaba. It's my member. 2 weeks ago, we forced a meeting in Welkom with the entire structure of Sonwaba after the abrupt resignation of the president and the secretary. So we asked questions, we said, no, that's unacceptable. You can't just disappear and say overnight, send an email to your member saying that I'm resigning, and the secretary follows. I would like to share, when it's available, the report that comes out of Welkom, because that will give the honorable members maybe an opportunity to also look into what transpired in Welkom. So I just wanted to say that, that yes, we are, as a structure called SASCOC, also concerned about what is happening, especially when we got these two resignations, because it is not a full executive that they have now, and maybe these are some of the issues that are emanating in what we see here. We are disappointed as SASCOC. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President. So we'll give you chance to say something about everything that you were discussed and about the resignation. We were not aware, and maybe, as you are saying, maybe that's the problem, that we're having a structure without head and a tail. We have a body. So, honorable members, I'm suspecting they're keen to hear what is it. But let's start with the presentation of SASCOC. I thank you.
Just to say that at the meeting in Valcom, the president did attend, and the secretary and the resignation, both their resignations were withdrawn. The report will be on your desk soon. Honorable Chair and honorable members, I take it that we are here to finish unfinished business of March. We were here in March and we gave a half report, and it was to the disappointment of the members. And we promised that we will clean up and come and do the presentation on the audited financial statements. We gave a summary, which of course we got a hiding for that. People did not accept it. Honorable members did not accept it. We then subsequently, in your presence, Madam Chair, in June, tabled our financials, and this is what we have in front of us today. The annual report, the financials, the rest of the report that we delivered. How we would like to do this is the presentation is in front of us, and we will take you through it with the highlights. And then we would like to spend most of the time, of course, looking forward now to 2020 and paint the picture to you that it is not that rosy. Honorable members will then probably try to guide us or tell us where we are going wrong, and that's why we always come. And I must say that, Honorable Chair, I almost made the mistake of Sanabo, because I'm leaving for Spain. But I thought, no, here, I can't do this because I must come and finish this business, then rush off to Spain for the IPC program. So I have, as I said earlier on, a member of the Finance Committee who is looking after the finance, who was also responsible for assisting with the figures that you see here, and he will highlight some of the issues. I just want to say that we're dealing now with 2016-2017. There may be an opportunity to ask whether you would like to hear where we are and how we are going forward. So with your permission, Honorable Chair, I would like to ask Mr. Govender to lead us. Thank you.
Side and the light on that side. There we go. Thank you. Honorable Madam Chair, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, I greet you from the management of SASCOC. I want to thank our board president, Mr. Gideon Sam, for the introductions. Thank you for the invitation to the Portfolio Committee. We're very excited to be here. The last 18 approximately months has been a challenging one for SASCOC. You're all too familiar with what we've gone through, and we now want to pick up the pieces. We want to redirect the ship, and we want to continue to present our national pride on the global stages of athletics. What I propose today, as per the Portfolio Committee's agenda, is to very briefly and at a high level take you through the salient features of the 2016-17 audited financial statements. I will share with you the process that is unfolding to audit the 17-18 financial statements. I would also like to take you through some of the initiatives that we are embarking on and the turnaround strategy. I'm more of a governance specialist, and I'm very excited about being able to leave a legacy and make SASCOC what it should be. We will work through the budget and funding leading up to Tokyo in 2020, and we will look at how we allocate our revenue, or rather how we depend on revenue and how we allocate our expenditure. And I'll talk a little bit about statistically about our recent successes and make some concluding remarks. Honourable Chair, please stop me whenever you need to. Honourable Members, you would see before you the audited financial statements signed up by Deloitte. They have also given you full disclosure on the affairs of SASCOC. What I'd like to do is I would just like to highlight the big ticket items and the main areas. Overall, our revenue has not moved significantly from the previous year, and revenue there's copies here. Honourable Member wants a copy.
Can I chair the meeting? Anyone who has a problem must tell me. I don't know now, we're still listening. I'm seeing you talking about copies. I'm the only chairperson. If there's a problem, the president knows he's supposed to call anyone. I don't know what you are talking about now about copies.
Sorry, Madam Chair, I got distracted here for a moment.
Honourable members, don't do that.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and with your kind permission, I'll proceed.
Just a moment, because seemingly there is a problem, that's why they are distracting you, but they're supposed to do to me. Honourable Mhlongo.
Apology, Chair. We don't have a presentation. Yes, we have a financial statement, which is a big document, and we've just received it now, and it's difficult for us to go through it now. But if you can have your presentation, it will be better.
President, do you want to respond on this?
Madam Chair, the document was sent for copies to be made. That's why I thought when we came in here, we had copies.
Which copies do you have, administrator? Mm-hmm. Do you have this document, Honourable Members? The report?
Yes.
What do you want now, which is not with us usual? Or the audited financial statement, we are not with it. In the inside the report, it is there.
But Chair, maybe let me, you know, the presentation is so Chair, for you. It's better for us, I know the finances are here. But whatever that he presents, it's either he'll tell us what page it is, unless you'll say on financial statement this is the actual page, because it will be difficult for us to.
Okay.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. What I propose is that you give me an opportunity to talk you through the slides. some of these figures have been consolidated so that we can go through this quickly and give you a high-level overview. We will make this presentation share available after this, and if necessary, the members can ask me specific questions, if that's your approval, Chair.
I don't approve, but we cannot not continue. We are registering that what they want just now, you didn't circulate for themselves. Because once you are presenting, they need to look at your presentation. So, but as now the President is giving a copy to our administrator, I will urge members that let's listen and try to, whilst it's not easy, but you cannot not to continue, but we are registering that we didn't get a copy. I'm suspecting the honorable members, they wanted that we must indicate that copies we are not with them. Continue, honorable member. Oh, I'm sorry, not honorable member. Honorable member of SASCOM.
Thank you, honorable chair. As I was saying, honorable chair, I've put up a slide here which encompasses the revenue disclosure on the audited financial statements. What I want to highlight here is that revenue for the year 16-17 hasn't significantly moved from the previous year, and that revenue is mainly made up of funding from National Lottery, donations and funding from government, as well as the International Olympic Committee and other private sponsors. We also generate income from some of our advertising, skills development, and of...
Sorry. Chair?
Chair, we really would like to, this time around, do a decent job. This is definitely not going to work. They can't read on that board, on that screen now. I would really request a 10-minute stop so that we just get those copies there. We really, this time, want to do a decent job on these financials. We would like to have questions afterwards. And to try and refer to the page is going to be a little bit difficult. Please, Honorable Chair, if we can just give us the time for the administrator to get some copies.
Honorable members, I'm putting it up to you. Honorable Mshongo.
Chair, I support that. I don't have a problem. For us to have an effective oversight, we must have a presentation. But in future, I think they must send presentation in advance.
No, I'm suspecting you are right, especially even the screen now is like this. But USASCOC, we're about to end now the term. They know how to do and how to present and how, what is it that you must forward to the committee. We are having this chance that SANABO is not with us, so we'll manage the time. Honorable members, let's adjourn for these 10 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
That's for a time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving us time for caucus issues. Yeah, Prastrai was disturbing you. You could have had good news.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ms. Matlanyana. It was so quick. Let's just forget about that slide, the bioscope. Let's look at our documents. The bioscope is not going to assist us. Can you take us through?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. You can see at SASCOC, we provide leadership. Thank you, President Sam. Honourable Chair, through you, perhaps if I could start on the slide that reads overview, and we can get a good sense of what I hope to deliver to you through this presentation. The slide that we were working through when we had to adjourn was highlighting the revenue numbers that are quoted and published in our annual financial statements. The purpose of this slide is just to give you a sense in terms of the movement from the prior year, as well as just to highlight what makes up these numbers. As I was saying, that our revenue hasn't shifted much, and generally it's made up of funding from the national lotteries, from the IOC, and from government. Our other income includes revenue from advertising, donations, and also the profits on our foreign exchange, given the volatile exchange rate. The interest income or investment income is largely related to the shares that we have in Pumalela through our investment vehicle, GRIDE Pty Limited. Total revenues for the financial year under review is 185 million, which is roughly very, very close to what we had received prior year. These numbers are recorded in much greater details in the notes to the financial statements that you have been presented with. The next slide, again, is a summary of the expenditure. As you can see from the document in front of you, the movement on some of the big-ticket admin items, like board member allowances, employee benefits, depreciation, hasn't moved much. It's consistent with the prior years, which shows that we are consistently applying our accounting policies. Other operating expenses, and I'd like to just reflect on this for a moment. Prior year, we had a operating expense number of 157 million. It's dropped this year to 146 million. On the notes that I've put in on the side there, you can see that the expenditure is split between payments made to our federations for the Olympics, Paralympics, these are games and events, some marketing, the Commonwealth Games of 64 million, bidding and hosting, and general. The general relates largely to the administrative expenses, our risk insurance, our maintenance of the building, security, vehicles, etc. If we go to the next slide, I just want to highlight our assets here. Cash, sometimes we have to accrue the cash as an asset because we receive the sponsorship in advance and the event is yet to come, so we record that as a current asset. I don't want to go through too much of detail here, but just to highlight that our main assets that we carry in the book, and Honourable Chair, through you, Honourable Members, remember this is just a snapshot. These are balance sheet items. They're a snapshot. One day after the financial year, these figures could move. Okay, but these were the balances of our assets on the date of our financial year ends. This continues, the assets. We have some deferred revenue, payables, long-term liabilities, and some of our obligations under finance leases. I think that gives you the salient features of our published audited annual financial statements. I hope that you will have the opportunity to read through some of the disclosure. I believe that Deloitte have given us reasonable assurance that the financial statements can be relied on. They've made comment with regards to the going concern issue, and they've covered, as a post-balance sheet event, some of the challenges that we had over the last 12 to 18 months in respect of the vacancies created by the dismissals that have occurred. I think what we want to take out of this published financial statement is the gaps which we can address and fix going forward so that we become effective and efficient once more. Honourable Chair, as far as the current year's audit is concerned, I would like to report that the services of Deloitte has been terminated by mutual consent with both parties. We've commenced the audit process to appoint new auditors. We are now looking at rather focusing on appointing a mid-tier firm rather than one of the big fours and someone with proper BEE credentials. As the caretaker financial officer, I've started preparing for this audit. I want to do some of the work in terms of the audit working papers internally to reduce costs and also to ensure that we achieve a clean audit. We have made a commitment and we will deliver. The published audited financial statement will be presented at the AGM, which is to be held on the 8th December 2018. Honourable Chair, this date hasn't been released to our members yet, and that will happen soon. Now this, Madam Chair and Honourable Members, is what we are very excited about. We conscientized about the numbers on the annual financial statements. That is in our history. We need to learn from that, and we need to move forward. The turnaround strategy has happened in earnest.
Honourable Chair, when the name GRIDE was mentioned, I'm sorry, it slipped my mind. Our secretary for GRIDE died on Sunday morning, Mr. Peter Goldhawk, one of the staunchest members. Supporters of the Paralympic movement in our country, and I'm just sorry that that slipped my mind. Mr. Goldhawk will be buried on Friday, and we have already expressed our condolences to his wife, Pat. Madam Chair, at the end of that, I thought maybe we should pause and allow members, although this is history, but probably to comment on that is what we presented in June to our membership, and those financials were then accepted. Before we get to the turnaround strategy, because it would look like we are just quickly rushing off and running off the financials. If there's something missing out of that, we would appreciate guidance, Madam Chair.
Can you continue with the whole presentation? I'm suspecting these leaders are listening and they are taking notes. I'm suspecting they are capable of taking in everything because I want to have the entire presentation, and honourable members, as usual, you noting whatever is presented to you. I want to roll like that.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, in terms of learning from what has happened to us over the recent past, and in terms of taking corrective action in moving forward.
Just a moment. Our condolences to the secretary, because if we did have it, as representative saying, we were going to have a moment of silence, but through chairperson on behalf of the committee, our condolences to the family and to the organization, SASCOC. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Honourable Chair. It is much appreciated. Honourable Chair, moving on, as outlined by our Board President, Gideon Sam, I have been seconded to the caretaker, the finance function, until we find a more permanent solution going ahead. My terms of reference is to drive the austerity measures that have been put into place by our finance committee chair, Mr. Corbis Murray. We want to streamline reporting so that it can be more meaningful and that better board decisions can be taken. We want to enhance the business processes to achieve higher levels of governance and internal controls. I've already started to examine standard operating procedures to ensure that they comply with benchmarks practice and they make sense in our environment. I've already started to review some of our commitments so that we can negotiate better value for money and economies of scale on existing termed contracts. Of course, streamlining expenditure is a big ticket item, and my last terms of reference is to prepare for the current audit. We've also appointed, as you know, Honorable Chair, we can do all of these wonderful things, but if we don't have revenue, it will cripple us. We can cut to the bone, but without revenue and being an NPO, we are reliant on government funding and sponsorships. With that, we have appointed a expert sponsorship agent with huge marketing experience. He's on a non-exclusive contract. In other words, we can use other people as well as internally drive sponsorship. But here's the punchline. He is on a contingency fee basis. In other words, there's no financial burden on SASCOC. He will be paid a fee based on the sponsorships that he brings in. We also, as part of the initiative of our board president, he has set up a turnaround strategy management committee. We are still working out the detailed terms of reference, but our brief from the board president is that we must monitor and regulate our attempts to implement the turnaround strategy. We must enforce good governance and rebuild the image of SASCOC. We must drive the sponsorship funding and raising initiatives, a key area for us. We must guide SASCOC's investments. As you are aware, we have investments in GRIDE. It's a substantial amount, and we must make sure we get the best returns. We adopted a new constitution on the 8th of June at the AGM, wherein we amended or adapted our constitution to be aligned to the King principles on corporate governance, and the next step is now to rewrite or align our policies to that constitution. We are in the process of applying our minds to restructuring the business so that we become mean, lean, and more effective. We don't want a tall structure, and we want to make sure that we performance manage all our people. As I've highlighted, we want to rewrite the operating procedures so that it makes better sense and it achieves better control. All of this is tied into one of our key objectives, and that is to enforce the development and promotion of high-performance athletes, which will enable us to deliver Team South Africa to the global arena. This next slide is a bit of a busy one. It was drawn up in 2017. It is meant to represent our games budget leading up to 2020. This document is worked together and in cooperation with the DG and the Department of Sports and Recreation. We amend it as we go along in order to align to changes, particularly things like how many athletes we are taking, foreign exchange rates, etc. What I want to highlight here is that if you look at our admin budget, right, we often forget that whilst we need to find money to deliver our athletes, we also need to have money to keep our administrative doors open. We run IT, we run finance, we run HR, we run All other normal business practices that is normally found in an administration. You can see at the bottom of the page, OPEX. We spend a lot of money on OPEX and coaching, and that's in line with delivering our athletes. I'm sure there might be some questions later, Honourable Chair, so I'll go on to the next one. This is the sponsorships and grants over the years 2017 and leading up to 2020. Some of these sponsorships have now fallen away. I just want to be clear, the National Lottery Commission allocated money purely for 2020. We received 20 million, and we will receive 70 million in the final year. At the bottom there, towards the lower part of the spreadsheet, you will see the IOC Development Fund and Marketing, which we receive on an annual basis. You will also see GRIDE investments. That's largely our dividends that we received. And at some point, we were given a rights issue, which we didn't take up, and therefore we earned a bit of revenue from that. Honourable Chair, the next slide is a slide that presents the portfolio committee with a picture of how we recognize our revenue, or rather the sources of our revenue. What I want to highlight here is that 43% of our revenue reliance is on the National Lottery. We have come to learn that the change in the way SASCOC is recognized has caused the National Lottery Fund to reduce its funding. We used to get in the region of 100 million from lottery. We are now down to just 10 million a year, paid in two tranches, and over and above that, there's a cooling off period. So it's really, really crippled us. What I want to say here is that we understand we have to become self-sufficient and self-reliant, but that drastic move from one day allocating 100 million to us and the next day saying you don't have it anymore without phasing in period has given us, or has caused us a huge blow. Olympic sponsors, we get about 23%, Department of Sports and Recreation 12%, and from our broadcasting 9%, and the other numbers are there that make up 100% of our revenue. The next slide gives you a picture of how we allocate our expenditure. As you can see, 53% of our expenditure is related to high performance, as it should be, because that's our main business. 18% relates to team delivery, as it should be, as we take our athletes and participate in global events. Our administration is just 9%, which is well within the norms for an organization like ours. And salaries and board fees, 7%. So what do we do with our money? I think we all, Honourable Chair, are familiar with our successes at the Commonwealth Games in Gold Coast. We received, through the excellent performance of our athletes, 13 gold, 11 silver, and 13 bronze medal. We paid to recognize their sponsorships to the athletes as well as to the coaches, and the total payouts we made to these athletes is 1.4 million. Gold Coast was our most recent event, but let us not forget, in the Bahamas we earned 18 medals, 8 golds, and the Commonwealth Games I want to highlight, and we sang to Jamaica, move over Usain Bolt. Here comes our Custer. She's breaking all records, and this is truly our national pride, 1,500 meters woman race record breaker. Of course, we are a formidable team in the swimming pool. The whole world knows that. Our achievements and successes are well noted, and Tatiana Schumacher set the new world record for the 200-meter breaststroke. African Youth Games, we came back home with 29 medals, 15 of them gold. Honorable Chair, this is an appeal. And pardon me for taking advantage of this very privileged moment to be before you. We need your support. We need you to partner with us and guide us and recognize our efforts to turn SASCOC around to be the organization it should be so that we can deliver our TSA. We desperately in need of increased government funding. The board president has made it very, very clear to his members and management. If we don't have money, we're not going to the games. What an embarrassment that would be for our wonderful country not to be able to participate in the Olympics, in the Commonwealth, in some of those fascinating events that we hold across the continent. We need your help desperately. We also would really, really impress on you to assist us by lobbying for Lotto to reconsider their reduction of the funding that we get from them. Okay? And I believe, with the guidance of President Gideon Sam, it may be a very simple process. SASCOC is not a federation. Our members are federation, but we are the conduit that receives the recognized athletes from the various federations. We then package them into Team SA. We provide them with the support, and then we deliver them to the global stage. As I've said before, we only receive $10 million, which is nothing compared to what we need, and we're hoping that with your kind assistance, Honorable Chair, we can get by that. Least we forget those famous words, and it still inspires us, and those are the principles that SASCOC aligns itself to. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you so much. Honorable members who have plenty of time, we can start to appreciate the presentation, and you know, when we are asking questions, we also put suggestions to any entity in order that if we see gaps, we put suggestions. Now is the time for the questions, Honorable Member, questions and discussions and suggestions. Honorable Jaiza, Honorable Muteka, Honorable Butomkulu, Honorable Madiba. You know why I'm always wanted to say Jaiza to come to your Honorable Madiba, so that's why. Honorable Njaiza, Honorable Madika, Honorable Mshongo. Honorable Mshongo, where is Honorable Bergman? Okay. Honorable Mshongo just saw himself taking the bags. Not even a note communicated to me. Okay. Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Musi, Honorable Bev, Honorable Ralhom, in that note, I'm giving you a go ahead.
Thank you very much,
Chairperson. Can I propose? It's a proposal before.
You just put your mic.
For us to, you know, SASCOC is coming for the second time. I'm not asking a question, I'm putting this. You know, I'll propose that
let Bamucha as an example, ask questions and let them respond, because immediately, if there are more than five, you know why I'm asking them? Because the linkages of our question, and they tend not to be fairly answered, especially now it's a proposal, Chair.
Honorable Mhlongo, you know that I'm writing down the questions like as if I'm part of the visitors. I know when you ask one other time those so much questions, it was myself who were related that you're not yet finished to answer question 1, 2. Because the problem is that if one of you is asking 10 questions, if we are responding to those questions, others won't have a chance to ask further questions. We rather have a lot of questions and saying that you have an outstanding of so many questions. So I'm proposing that let's do as we usually do the work of the committee. Because I know what you are saying, but the problem is that if you're asking 10 questions, if we wait and listening for the answers of 10 questions, others won't have a chance to... I'm talking to you, Honorable.
No, I'm listening, Chair.
No, you didn't. I'm answering you, but when I'm still caucusing, there's nothing wrong to caucus, but I'm saying, please, I'm appealing that let's all ask our questions in order that if the time comes, they failed because of time, we'll be saying we have an outstanding of questions so much. Honorable Chaisa.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Perhaps that proposal of Honorable Song would have helped me, Chaisa, because Chaisa is about to leave another comment. But it's not good if you say, Chairperson, I agree with you. I'm very much interested in knowing, perhaps, since they were getting this 100 million before, then 10 million now, I just want to know, what is it perhaps that they are doing now to manage that? Because it's very difficult, but you seem to be existing. So I want to know, perhaps, now what are these strategies that they are using? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Honorable,
thank you, Chairperson. Let us welcome the presentation and also the detailed financial report. My question, Chair, is on CASTA. See, this is our star, in fact, modern star, I don't know what you call it. This person has done us wonders as a country and as a continent, I can see. But now we know she's going under a very serious harassment by the international body. And then we want to know, Saskok, the update and what are we doing, in fact, to protect this gold we have. What are we doing? Because really this thing is an attack to her gender, and also is an attack to the women in general. So I think it's a war that we must embark on and make sure those clowns are not playing with the talent we have in our country. And the other question is about the 10 million, the 10 million allocation you are receiving now against the 100 million that you used to get. Did you get explanation and what is happening so that you can be able to, because lottery was here 2 weeks back, so we may try to assist if we get more clarity on what happened. And then the other thing is the issue of SASCOC being defined as a federation.
I think you will school me. To me, SASCOC is not a federation. It's mother of all federations. And I want to bringing the question of the powers of SASCOC and its responsibilities versus that ones of the federation, so that we can understand further what is happening. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I think it's proper to welcome the presentation. My question, Chairperson, one is to check as to why is the delegation of SASCOC like this, if there is a special reason, because they are a new board, so to say, of about 15 members, 15 or so, and then if they come to present financial audit statement, why did they decide that it be only the president who come and before the committee? Is that reflecting the good picture that maybe it is only the president who has answers of everything that has to do with finances? And if not, why only the president is here? Secondly, Chairperson, is to check as to what are the good reasons for the termination of the contract of Deloitte. If they were working so well with them, I assume, and then what is the reason why they felt they felt the need to terminate the contract for another one that they still don't have as we speak. Last one, Chairperson, it's around the 100 million versus 10 million. Mine is to check if they were caught by surprise. Say they were getting 100 million and now they are getting 10. Did they know, as when they were still getting 100 million, that come the time, the money was going to be reduced to 10 million? And if that is the case, what did they do in order to prepare, if they knew? And also, if they were caught by surprise, what became the reasons by lottery to reduce the money by such a huge margin? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mabika. Honorable Mshongo.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, welcome the presentation. My first question, Chair, is on the presentation, and I have other questions. And I want to concur with Honorable Mabika. It gives a bad picture. Only two members for the first time since I've been a member, since maybe when I've been a member of this committee. Now, newspapers will tell us that there's some Gideon's versus Teddy's board. There's a split in the board, and maybe it's what I see here. Now, which is, I think, I'm confirming what we see. It's unusual to have two members of the board out of 14 members or 15, till they will confirm today how did they resolve that after our question. On the presentation, I wanted the details, especially on the operation expenditure. Regarding the Commonwealth Games, is it 64,000 only allocated, which was used for Commonwealth Games, as per your presentation. It says Commonwealth Games 64,019. It's 64,000. And then for Commonwealth, it says for bidding, it says bidding and hosting was 48,000. Can you confirm those figures? And I'll have a bite second because there are things that are missing. And what was your guarantee as an associate or as a mother body? Let me be careful, not federation. What was your guarantee to allocate on the hosting of Commonwealth and the bidding for 2020-23 Rugby Games that separate Commonwealth and there's 2023 bid hosting for Rugby? What was your maybe agreement with Rugby that you'll maybe assist as SASCOC? What was the actual allocated amount that or projected that you wanted to pay? I'm going to the next page. What is the total allocation for 2016-2017 from lottery to SASCOC? Why I'm asking this, if I understand your financials, you know, sometimes technicalities will say you the current period is 2017, which is, you are saying 2017, March 31st, it's 5. And then on your period to date, you are saying it's 9. And there's a percentage of 46.2%, and it's on the minus, this presentation. So, now I want you to explain how much is your allocation from lottery. From 2016-2017 financial year, 2017-2018 financial year, and then I'll have follow-up questions on that because we've had lottery last time and they gave us a figure, and which is we curated that figure. Let me go to my questions, Chair, that I've prepared without this presentation. Chair, we read in the newspapers that the Deputy President has resigned. Can you confirm that? Can you confirm why did she resign? What was the letter says? The Deputy President of SASCOC, Umar Mukaji. Can you confirm that you had investment arm of 100 million and you wanted to withdraw or to be redirected? And how much was redirected? And can you confirm how much is the allocation for education bursary per annum, 2016-17 financial year till to date? How much was allocated for bursaries? How much was used for bursaries? What criteria are you using for that bursary? Or for someone to qualify as an athlete, how to access that money? Was the money transferred from the investment grid investment? How much was transferred? To date, how much are the legal fees in the past 3 years, 2016-17, 2017-18, all those financial, what is the total legal fees? How much was spent in disciplinaries generally? And how much was spent in the specific disciplinary of Ms. Reddy, Kelly, and Maharaj? Those are separate questions. And how much was received from lottery to assist your legal fees if there is any? If nothing, it's fine. Lottery told us why, when I give you the figure, I won't have a follow-up question. Let me not give you the figure that they gave. Let me, I'll have that bite in the next. Another question. I just saw on your slide, you are receiving an allocation as members of the board. Total revenue 2%, 22%. You know, sometimes when you report on finances, you give us a percentage when it suits you. Sometimes when it suits you, give us a figure, which is contrary to, there's no clear financial understanding. You use percentage on this one, on that one, you use figures. Now, I have questions on your presentation with, you know, for an example, I'm interested with your percentage using in different. You are saying on the revenue slide 2013-2017, you came up with a figure from KwaZulu-Natal, it's 1%. KZN/Durban, it's 1%. What is the total figure of that 1% for 5 years? Because 1%, I'm just saying, you're playing with us when for us to make an oversight work, for us to understand the figures. To me, I'll say 1%, in fact, you're saying 1%. And maybe this included Commonwealth game, KwaZulu-Natal claimed that they gave us money for Commonwealth game. Now I'm saying, we cannot do an oversight work on your percentage or the way you present our finances, especially on percentage. Especially now I'm talking to the board, the question of allowance of the board. You're talking, what exactly is the amount, is it per month, per meeting, per quarter that the board member receives? Now, special funding. What is the purpose of special funding? That 1%, can you give us details of what is it? And then since 2013 till to 2017, that special funding, what is it? Shall go. I wanted to pause, that's why I wanted people to respond, and I have several questions, and I'll go to what I'm... Let me pause for now, Chair. I need this Neskad, ma'am.
Okay, to honourable member, we've written all your 14 questions.
I have more than this.
No problem. You can continue if you want to continue. Okay. Honourable Musa.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and let me also join those who are welcoming the report and the delegation. Chairperson, I've got very few questions, but my first question would be, some times back we had the athletics, the federation here, and in the presentation, they then mentioned how the relationship with SASCOC had gone sour. But when they appeared again, they indicated that their differences have been resolved. But I just looked at the list of board members, Chairperson, and then I did not see, you know, their president appearing here. But I've seen him somewhere else here, but I'm not sure the reason why, if it has been resolved, he's not appearing. Why do they keep on referring him to her? Him. That's I think there is a reason for that, Chairperson. There is this Mpumelela investment which I think SASCOC have employed for investment purposes. I just want to know its status currently, and the status of shares, and perhaps for them to even indicate as to who benefits from those shares, and perhaps to indicate whether that could not be counted as revenue of SASCOC. My other question, Chairperson, I would like to know as to when actually did the and lottery stopped giving them the 100. When, you know, mention it in years. If it's last year, year before last, just indicate that that they started to give you those the 10 million that is, you know, given to you in trenches. which is 5-5-5, I suppose, because you said two trenches. And then the last question, Chairperson, there is a reduction that you indicated under deferred revenue of something like 9.99 million, I suppose. I would just like to know, with my little understanding of the finances, why do you regard it as revenue, and perhaps not counting it under current asset, if I may pose that, and you'll just indicate that. I think, Chairperson, those are the few questions that I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mosi. Honorable Bev.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and thank you, President, and for the presentation too. Chairperson, I've got a few questions. My first one relates to skills development. What percentage levy does SASCOC pay over to SAS, and how is this percentage return utilized? Who is the beneficiaries of the skills development, and how much was received back in the financial year? Then also, lots of acronyms used. I don't know what is PCD, training for provinces. Just tell me what it means, PCD. And on there, you've got RPL fees for coaches, recognition for prior learning. How many coaches were RPL? So it's a very good opportunity for our coaches to be RPL, because you find many are well-equipped, but unfortunately, through certain circumstances in apartheid, they did not qualify to get certification, so that is a very good program. Then also, is there any opportunity for our community to be RPL? We have also many semi-pro coaches in our communities, but they don't have the opportunity to be recognized, and maybe just a community program where we could assist them to be RPL. We always encourage community to go for that in the CETAs. Then also just clarification, Chairperson, on the non-exclusive contract. I did not get the member's name that the presenter said, constituency-based remuneration. In the beginning, it may sound very nice, but later on, depending what the sponsorship is, it could be a percentage of 10%, which maybe if a 1,000 rand is nothing, but later if it becomes millions and billions, that percentage increase, then how much is that percentage, Chairperson? Then I'd also like to know how much has SASCOC spent on legal fees versus the how much they funded for preparation of the athletics. Then, as a second sponsor to SASCOC, Telkom committed approximately 8 million to the Olympic body, of which half went towards the medal incentive, while the other half was supposed to be used to prepare for the team going to Rio. Was the money used for the intended purpose? My colleague has asked about lottery. I'll wait for a response there. And how many SASCOC members travelled to Rio, and at what cost did they travel? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Bev. Honourable Ralho.
Chair, I also appreciate the presentation by SASCOC. My first question, maybe it's not even a question, because by now we should have received a report on the commission from the department. We haven't received that. It's most unfortunate. I think through the chair, we might have to prioritize that we get that, because that is the background. I mean, that there are so many things that were happening within SASCOC, of which we must get closure, because it's not going to assist to even ask why did the deputy president resigned, whether those problems that SASCOC was facing are totally resolved. I'm not sure really whether those problems are resolved or so for me the question of getting a report from the department is quite urgent really. It would have been better if we had a report. My second question is that I've been trying to, and I saw that there are percentages and also the notes in terms of revenue. In particular, I wanted to understand what revenue from IOC. Is it in cash or in kind in terms of programs that they set for its members, so that sometimes it might be useful that we should get the revenue, not in percentages, but real that so much from IOC and other, what are the other? I see that there is this great investments, which is a special purpose. And I'm quite happy that at least for the first time we also get the audited finances of CRED. And I must say it's for the first time that I get that right at the tail end when we are supposed to give a report to the incoming committee. So I hope we will get the input because you have made suggestion that maybe you need to sell those shares given the challenges with the Lotto. But you know, like I raised it when you were here last time, the problem with Lotto, the distributors, is that they won't allow you to suffer. It's just that if there are challenges in the newspapers and so on about SASCOC, they'll be reluctant to fund something that they are not sure about. And that is what they informed us. So funding in terms of the key business of SASCOC, it don't be a problem. From the sense that I got from them, it will be their responsibility. So for me, I would want to get a comment from ourselves around that. My third point is just around auditors. This nowadays, we are going to rely on ourselves. We must do real oversight ourselves because at one point we were relying on auditors, but they've been discredited big time. You know, KPMG, that profession is finished. So at the moment we are just going to have to rely on ourselves to look at the figures and be satisfied in terms of doing oversight direct. My last point really is I see the significant fee paid to Norton Rose Fulbright, which is quite significant. So I thought maybe we should get an understanding of that. Lastly, I think that will be my last question.
Thank you for the opportunity, Chairperson. I just want to comment and say it would be remiss of myself if I don't comment on this, because I want to comment and say, Mr. Governor, well done on the way you presented, and then also the way the financial statements are. All of us are not financially glued, but it's very, very easy to read and to follow and so on. So if you've got time to go through. So well done. We need to call you in and assist us with other departments. Thank you.
Yeah, it's easy for us today. Maybe I concur with the Honourable Abraham. So I wanted to find out regarding the long-term loan. What was it for, this lease, operational lease, James and Ethel? And can you get a detailed explain that to me, through you, Chair? So I want to go to the questions which I thought my mother will cover now. They didn't cover, and I'll have that blast. I'll get another 20 minutes regarding this follow-up question. Chair, last time the President came, and I concur with Honorable Ralikoma that we're supposed to have the actual report, but nonetheless, we're not going to discuss the outcome. We'll push, and I'll be writing a letter to you just now that we needed as yesterday. But Chair, regarding lottery, maybe Chair, let me leave my, I'll come next because I'll give you what they told us, and this picture that you're giving us, I'm honest to myself, and that's why we have to go deep to your finances, because the picture you gave us and the picture they gave us, they're totally misinformed. They don't align. Now, Chair, let me maybe wait and let them respond, and because I will just bulala.
Thank you so much, Honourable Members. Thank you for the presentation. I do have some few questions as Chairperson. What Honourable Mhlongo is leaving out, I wanted to check, because here we are, we did invite Lotter, and I wanted to check, have you ever given a bail by SASCOC when we were going to Rio preparations, and if you can, by Lotto, Lotto, National Lottery bailed you, SASCOC, and can you break it down? What have you done about that bail? Because when you are reporting, you're reporting crisis, lottery not giving you enough money, but they've told that they've bailed you. And also, I'm having an interest to ask. We don't have auditors. We do have a financial somebody who's part of the board. Is it cheaper that whilst we are not having auditors to take another person outside and you pay them to come whilst he's doing a good job? But if we're having a crisis of finances, what motivated you to take the member who's presenting whilst we have so many problems? And when I'm looking at this Notas Rose Fulbright, it's other people whom are given 6.2 million whilst we don't have auditors, and whilst we're taking somebody outside whom we're paying. And then also, whilst we're not yet having the, what do you call, we're not yet having this report, that we're not going to engage you about the report that the department is not yet presenting to us, because we'll be feeling not so much gaps that we're not yet having that report. There's this thing, I have so many questions here. Others are responding. Oh, but also even myself, I'm wondering, President, we're about to go finishing the term. Really, you will never ever come as yourself from the board. And as you are sitting here, this other person whom as a board you nominated to do this, would love that if board members was present, maybe because of your financial problems or whatever, we didn't get the apology, but why are they not here? And they were going to assist you. Now we cannot have answers from you only whilst we are working with the collective. I'm suspecting it can't be right that if board members are not here, even the financial somebody who are supposed to be here in assisted by this somebody who's taken from outside, he is not here or she is not here, and the entire board members are not with us. And as we are sitting here, I would love, as members they were saying, this thing of Mr. Sikosana, they were here in the committee, and on your breakdown, how much did you use for that legal problem? Because we can talk about himself, because now he's part of the board. As this committee once said, you must not take each other to court. You caution the department, you caution you, Saskok, saying you both have financial problems. How can you not settle your things? Really, we want that report, but the problem is bigger than we are thinking. But until we must get the report, that we cannot allow that these two, the department and you, complaining about the monies that are not there, but we are taking each other to court. But it's your right, but when you are coming to us, the interest is of our players, and that they must be taken care of. We're always talking about transformation. What is your percentage of the athletes according to the percentage of transformation? You know, we don't talk about white or black, but if the your team is all black or all white, we need to get a clarification whether there is others who doesn't have skills, because we don't want you to take people who cannot present the flag of South Africa. We can tell you that through your presentation, with a very intelligent content advice, it's not a secret that content advisors, they do prepare quite some questions. That's why you are hearing even Honorable Mhlongo saying that he was thinking that some questions were going to raise. So our questions are very rational. Some are from ours as well, reading, being the members. Some are we assisted by our content advisor. So on that note, if we don't have time to discuss the question of SANAPO, the president promised us that he can even present what was going on there. Because when I'm looking at the questions, they may not have time to tell what expired in that meeting. On that note, thank you, President.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. It is indeed probably not the end, as I can figure out from honourable member Msongo that there's more to come. But this is quite a list, and we are going to work through it to the best of our ability. And where we don't have a specific figure, like give me how many rands that is, we will take note of that and it can be forwarded. Because if you ask me a specific rand value, we may not have it, but we'll look at our stuff. Let me start by dealing with how do you manage in the absence of money? Well, it's tough. Make no bones about it. It's tough. And I want you to look at the first issue on the turnaround strategy. It says to drive all austerity measures. Now that, Honorable Chair and members, relates to why you see two people here. If the notice is less than a month, to get on a plane from Joburg to Cape Town, it's the highest value of that ticket. So in line with our austerity measures, I said to the team, the management team, when they said, President, there is no money for you to fly as a board to Cape Town. So I said, well, look, I'm off to Spain, and I know that the honorable members will take exception if I don't appear there. So let me rather come together with the finance first, because the rest of us would probably have given also some kind of answers. But we are going to be very detailed between the two of us and see how much we can get. Honorable Chair and honorable members, it came as a shock to me if you tell me that my deputy has resigned. I don't have a letter that says that. All we know is that in the year in which you turn 70, at the end of that year, you are removed from the board. So there are two members that will step down at the end in our 8 December meeting. That's Ms. Kaji and Mr. Les Williams. Next year, at the end of the year, the next person to step down is Gideon Sam. That's how it works. Mm. So to say that she has resigned, no. It's a constitutional issue in SASCOP. When you turn 70, at the end of that year, you move out. And so people will say, yeah, but Mr. Dr. Semrem, Sam is 80. No, he's an IOC member who escaped that rule within the IOC. And that's why, as an IOC member on the board, he continues until the IOC says, that's it, that's enough. So I just wanted to deal with the, sir, I just wanted to be honorable member, how do you, the austerity measures. Ever since we called in the finance committee to take over in the absence of a CFO, they have really hammered down. Did you sell one or two cars?
One car.
One car, and the rest of them, the others are now in line for being sold. That's how we are dealing with these issues. On a day-to-day basis, we went into all the contracts that we had. I was like, cut. We discovered that still 36 people are on our email and so on. And I said, yeah, but we are not even 36. But people who were there, it was never removed. And these are the issues that the finance committee is dealing with now, so that we get there. So, yes, sir, it's tough, but we're cutting corners. If you look at that, it will say to you that board members get so much. No, there's a month or two when they don't get anything. We cut. Not nice, but all right, what can we do? Right, Custer. The process update is as follows. Under the leadership of the Department of Sport and Recreation South Africa, Dr. Alec Mwemi, there are two committees operating. One is a legal committee that is going into the legal issues around the issue of caste. Then there is one that is medical that looks into what are the chances of this fight going through a medical process. Then there is a third issue where Caster on her own has gone to the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Lausanne to fight a case on her own. So there are three-pronged approach to this. In the country, we've got all the legal brains coming together under the chairpersonship of Mr. Alec Mwemi, and they are working as to looking at how are we going to deal with this thing when we really need to go for a fight. Then secondly,
sorry, President, I'm happy because the department did report it to us what we are reporting,
okay.
So we are confirming that.
Okay.
I didn't want to stop Honorable Muteke to ask that question, so I'm saying thank you that you add on what
okay.
We have been reported. Thank you.
Thank you. Then on the issue of the NLC and the update of 10 million now, I want to take you back to a couple of months, 1 or 2 months before Rio. We got a huge amount which made this country excited. It was 77 million rand, I think. 70 or 77? 70 million rand came into the coffers of SASCOG, and everybody said, whoa, 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 what a lot of money. What they did not take into consideration is that in preparing a team, it's over a four-year period. And in that period that we were not getting money from the lotto, we were stealing from Paul to play Peter. In other words, none of the athletes suffered in their preparation for Rio, hence the 10 medals. It was quite a good performance in our books. Could have been better. But what we are saying is that it is a bit dangerous for us to receive money 2 months before the event. And that is why, as we sit here, our concern is more about, are we going to be on time with money for Tokyo? Because as we go now, remember the season for qualifying has started. And if your athletes are not there, let me give you one good example, and that is in triathlon. In triathlon, only the top 40 make it to the start line, men and women. Men, 40, men, women, 40. Now, how do you get into that 40? You need to be on the circuit, and this circuit is right across the world. So you must be in Japan when there's a competition, you must be in Australia, so that you get the points. Now, when a triathlon South Africa comes to us, we need to say, yes, Murray is good, yes, Kumani is good, yes, Salwat is good, we must contribute so that they remain on the circuit, otherwise they will be not, they will not. So when we say 10 million in two tranches, it means that we have now been classified by the NLC as a federation. They took a decision that federations from now on, going forward, their maximum will be 5 million. So meaning that they gave federations 5 million. And if you get the 5 million, you then have a year for cooling off. Now, in preparing a team for Commonwealth or for All Africa Games or for Olympics, it is not in our interest as South Africans to go along that route. You can't, because what does it mean to squash? What does it mean to tennis? If today you've got 5 million, this year you've got 5 million, next year you don't have, then it means that 2019 you will battle to be on the circuit. And that's why KG, the lady in the wheelchair, came up with problems. Tennis South Africa was getting money. So although in OPEX we kept money for her, we are of the opinion that maybe in her frustration of not getting money out of Tennis South Africa in time, she thought there is no money. Because at SASCOG, there was about 68,000 for her lying there. That's why she's in America now. So what I'm trying to say is that it's a bit difficult if you jump from top to this and so on. But it's because we are classified as a federation. And honorable members, you have to help us here. We are not a federation because we do not own athletes. The athletes are owned by federation. We are a confederation. We oversee 72 federations in this country. We are not a confederation. And so as we rewrite the way SASCOC will be funded, it cannot be funded as a federation. We are a confederation. What are our powers? Our powers are at times very limited. We are at the mercy of the international federations. I will tell you, you will see in the report that is going to come that when the meeting started in Valcom, what was thrown at the delegation that came from SASCOC to oversee what SANABO was doing, it was put on the table, AIBA, the international body, will take exception for SASCOC to be in this meeting. Our powers are limited. Understand that. In karate, for instance, the president of karate will say that, don't tell me about contact karate or semi-contact. I'm only semi-contact. And the majority of karatekas in this country happen to be African and they are full contact. He said, no, that's not my problem. You sort it out. So we haven't got those powers that people think we have. Ours is to present a team called Team South Africa at major games. So our powers are very limited. International federations are pretty strong. I've dealt with the Honorable Member Mabinda in terms of the delegation being so small. It's part of austerity. We could have brought our board here with the tickets. And the other thing is that if you just go to our finances, just look at the item that says SAA. SAA stopped in 2017. So those free tickets that we used to get, those are also gone down the drain now. Contract with Deloitte, it's mutual. Most of the auditing firms are very clear now. The reason why our audits were not signed off in time for the March meeting was because the Deloitte too said, you have a disciplinary against three of your senior members. We would like to see what is the outcome of that disciplinary. Once we've seen what has gone wrong, we will then be able to look at what our job is, and we will tell you that there's been corruption here. And they refused to sign. Until I had gone to the police to actually make a case, to get a case number. When I gave them the case number, then they said, okay, we will audit, finalize your audit. That's why in June, we were able to get the audited financial statement. So from our side and from their side, and the finance committee, the report I got was that, do you really need one of the big four for this small organization called SASCOC? And so we agreed, okay, let's go to a next tier. So we've gone to the tier just under the top four in the country. So that is where we are now. The appointment is imminent, and they will do the audit. Because we go through a tender process, we've gone through the tender process, and we're dealing with that. I've dealt with the reduction in funding. It's just simple. We are now a federation. We are classified as a federation, and we are entitled to $5 million. And because they helped us with the Commonwealth Games, when it was really, really touch and go as to whether we are going to go to the Commonwealth Games, they gave us the $5 million. So there's only $5 million left in the kitty for us from the NLC. Board presentation from, I think it's Mr. It's Honorable Member Msongo. I've dealt with that. I'll leave the expenditure for the bid. I just want to say that we contributed nothing to rugby. it's their own, and that's why they said they've got 62 million short, because of the bid. No, no, we contributed nothing. We can't even help them with their shortage of 62 million. They'll have to find that out. The allocation for 2016-2017, I'll ask the member next. Deputy President, I've dealt with that. I am repeating, I haven't got a resignation letter from Ms. Ajira Kaji. Let me go to the GRIDE investment, and I'm saying this now with the knowledge that our secretary has died, and we are in the middle of a process that is re-looking the GRIDE investment that we've got. Last time I gave a background, for those members who were not here, a background as to how we acquired the shares in Mpumelelo. It was during the days of the NSC, the National Sports Council, and they were looking for a BEE partner, and the BEE partner had to be Sport, and the NSC was the only body, multi-coded body, that could represent all Sport, and we got the shares. The shares, as you know how it goes with shares, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up. At one point it was worth 80 million, it is now something around 50 million. It goes like this. So what caused our fear? Our fear was caused by companies collapsing and your shares becoming valueless. So council took a decision to say, I'm now responding to what are you doing with this GRIDE investment. Council took a decision to say, board, you have to re-look whether we want to stay within these shares or whether we should not sell. And the council decided those shares must be sold so that we invest our money elsewhere, either in the companies, financial companies that are there and so on. So as it stands now, a black women consortium is chasing those shares. We are now in the process of looking at where they are going to get the finances from to buy out those shares. Now, if you understand companies, before your year end, there is a cooling off period where you cannot touch your shares and sell and buy and whatever. So we are in that period now. So we can't conclude. We thought by September we would have concluded this deal with this black consortium, women consortium. Abba Fazi, but what, I just can't remember the name. Because I don't want to get too close. It must be hands off because GRIDE must be dealing with those things. But there is a black consortium, I can get the name in my book. So they are chasing these shares, and they may, after at the opening of this period that now you can trade in your shares, they may then conclude that. So we are looking at October, November. But in the meantime, we are also asking ourselves whether it is a wise step. But we can't do anything until we go back to council and say, do you really think we should sell? And so that's where we are with GRIDE investment. The bursary, Honorable Mshongo, yes, we used to have a bursary which came from the dividends paid by Mpumelelo into GRIDE. We used to ask the federations, can you put forward the names of your top athletes who are studying so that we can assist them as part of our contribution? With the demise of our finances, we have called a halt to that, honorable member. We are no longer calling on the federations to help us until we are back on even keel. Legal fees, council has given the thumbs down for the way we spend money on legal fees. Now, legal fees have got two legs. The one leg was to deal with our three senior managers. We all know that. We went to Norton Rose. You can't, with senior members, take a chance when you go for a legal fight because it's going to be a drawn-out fight and it's going to be costly. We went into that knowing that. But what the other legal cost that is creating problems for us is when federations take us to court. Like, for instance, if you look at fencing, a father claimed that his daughter should have been in the team to Rio for fencing. And according to the criteria that was signed by the Fencing Federation, she did not qualify. But he claims she qualified. Took us to court, we had to go in and defend. Why, and you're quite correct, Madam Chair, why do we fight like this? In one case which involved Athletic South Africa, they did not go in to defend when they were taken to court by an athlete who said something fell off in the stadium and it hurt his head. You remember that injury? They did not appear in court, and the court just dealt with Athletic South Africa. It was a huge amount that they had to pay. So in order to avoid that, we never sit back. We will always go to council and say, what do we need to do? They will say, answer the affidavit and defend. And it's at one stage, as council and the board, we agreed, no, we must take this to the department. The legal division of the department must come to the party and help us when we're fighting a court case. Now, if you think about it, this parent lost the case, and the court ruled in our favor, they must pay us $600,000. Now we can't get our $600,000 of the parents. So this is the issue around these legal fees that continues to. I must confess, yes, the Northern Rose issue of about $6 million plus is not in our interest. But if I could have got, as a board, we've got advice as to how to deal with three senior managers, I would have taken that advice. But I never got any advice that is cheaper than that. Disciplinary legal fees, yes. As I said, the disciplinary has been, the fees have been tough, and I hope in the future that we will relook and take your advice, Honorable Chair, as to how to deal with this. We've dealt with the NLC contribution, the revenue of that percentage from KZN, I'll ask the, but I know it's about precisely the RPL. We were able to get money from KZN. They paid for all the people in their communities that wanted to be RPL'd, and that's the amount, I suppose, but I stand on a correction. Board fees, when it's tough, no board fees. When it's there, we get a cut. I mean, Madam Chair, you know, we do some work, a little bit of work. So, but when it's tough, you know, that's the first one to go, no board fees. Athletic South Africa and the sour relations, Honorable Member Musi, yes, we are getting there. We're still not there. And there are two issues around Athletic South Africa. The one was when council told us, hey, you're more than 14, what happened? And we had to say, no, we co-opted more than what we should have co-opted. And what happened, and the board said, and the council said, no, that's your problem. Go and sort it out. Next time we meet here, we want only 14 of you, because that's what the constitution says. Now, that is also where the divisions in the board came up. Some members favored Skosana, some members favored Jerry Sikhwaba, and so, you know, it was a to and fro. And in the end, people blamed it on the president because he had to give the casting vote. Well, they say uneasy lies the head that carries the crown. That's part of leadership. So I had to take a decision, and we went for Jerry because Jerry has been on the board, and that's when our sour relationships started with Athletic South Africa. We are over that now, and so when you ask me a question, when we presented this, we had not brought him back for Mr. Alex Kosani. He's now back on this, so your next December meeting will be there. But there's another issue with Athletic South Africa. Athletic South Africa took a loan from SASCO. Oh, we gave them a loan when the court wanted to attach their building, right? So we said, no. Our member cannot suffer. So we paid that amount. Now, in the way that the books went, you know, it was never clear whether we as a board said it's a donation or something. So now it comes up and council, you can't say to council it's a donation, because all of them will then come and say, hey, give us a donation too. So this thing is the Mr. Ravi, governor, is trying to sort this thing out. Guys, what was this thing? Was it a donation or was it really a loan? So it's there now. So unfortunately, honorable members, it happened in a council meeting that one member stood up and said, what about our 8,000 or 8 million from Athletic South Africa? So it almost looked as if it's the board who instigated that council member to ask that kind of question. In fact, it is not so. It is not so. But we are mending our relationship with Athletic South Africa. There are still outstanding issues. I gave said something on the status of Pumelela. We are the beneficiaries of what happened long ago. There's a group that is interested in buying our shares. We are reviewing that, but we can't change the decision of council and so on. NLC contribution, I've dealt with that. The deferred revenues of 9 million, Mr. Ravi can say. Honorable Member Bev, skills development. The way it works in SASCOC is that it's only in coaching that we can do that. And in coaching, we work through CATSITA. So we go to CATSITA and we say to CATSITA, please give us money to do ABCD in the skills development coaching per se. The others, no. We are not involved. So where we are is that the provinces will then say, so you see in Netball South Africa, they RPL quite a lot women coaches in Netball. Last Friday, we had a meeting with MASA, Martial Arts South Africa, and they are in the process now of RPLing quite a number of these. Our skills development is only there. So when you go to SARS, the process that we now have, SARS is asking for some documents, and for the fight of it, we're battling to get exactly what SARS is asking us. Because once we get a tax clearance certificate from SARS on some of the issues, we will be able to take that to CATSITA, who owes us about 834,000 rand. So that's the only process when it comes to skills development. Should we be in our communities? Yes, because most of them are coaches and they don't have paper. But it is in the interest of the federation to come forward to the Department of Coaching at SASCOC to say that, can we help us with labor? Now, we have federations like cricket, netball, they do make use of the coaching framework that we've got at SASCOC. And some of the members that we've got now are busy with their masters at Da Vinci University. So there is a process. It is not followed. I mean, you will not get our member pigeon flying coming forward and saying, we want to do about coaching. I don't know how you coach that bird, but maybe there's a way they're doing it. So you'll find that cricket, you know, the big ones will come forward and they will do that. Communities need the coaching, RPL. And if only we can get our district municipalities to concentrate on this. Because those coaches are in the districts, and then they come up, go to provincial level, and later they end up in national level. In terms of the person that we have appointed, the process that we are engaging with now, Honorable Member Bev, in terms of what do you do to a person who is raising funds for you? We have agreed with the first person on a, what is it, what is condition? What is his take?
16.5%.
So, that's it. There's no retainer in it. He brings money in, 16.5% goes to him. So, when we ask questions from our people who want to raise money for SASCOP, they will always say, I want a retainer. We can't give a retainer. We say, go and find the 100 rand, and you take 16.5 of that and put in your pocket. Give us the rest. But remember, when you brought in a sponsor, you also have to manage the sponsor. You also have to service the sponsor. Now, some of the agreements with a sponsorship procurement company is to say that you have to go into that. So now we are at the position where we've got two people. One is Clive Greenacre, one is Kondisa Ngwenya. But we are saying to both of them, you can't be exclusive. Go and raise the fund, come back to us, and so on. The challenge will come when we talk about the management of the properties of SASCOC, and we're dealing with it. So that's an agreement that we've got. I'm still battling to get the Telkom story, but maybe Ravi will deal with that. Rio travel, the board members traveled in two groups. There's a first group that was there for the first 5 days, and then they went home, and the next group came and they went after that. In terms of the rand figure, honorable member, I'll have to get that for you. Commission report, all I can say, Madam Chair, is that we've engaged the department. Department will, when it is now in the public domain, that it is ready. But on Friday, when I engaged the minister said, when it's ready, we'll come to you. And we'll talk, sit around the table with SASCOP, and whatever it is that must be told to the country, it will be told. So we are ready as SASCOP to receive and hear what the report. All we can say is that the report will come up with recommendations as to how we should do things, and we will take that on board. If the recommendation says, I'll get rid of that old board, so be it. Revenue from the IOC comes in the form of Olympic solidarity. You can apply for amounts that you need. Like, for instance, if we want to assist in coaching, we can ask for amounts from Olympic Solidarity. That's the one standing one. If, for instance, our management staff are involved in studying and traveling and so on, we can apply to Olympic Solidarity to help them with accommodation and with tickets. The other amount is what is our share from the games. So after the games of Rio, we get a cut, and Ravi will give you what that's from. Yes, we agree with the National Lotteries Commission that in terms of perception in the public domain, look, we don't look good. And sometimes I wonder why I continued into my third term, because up to the second term we're okay. I should not have gone on to the third term. But in the public perception, we're not looking good. That's why we're talking about a turnaround strategy to do this. Where the NLC say they can't put money, because it's public money. Public will ask questions, but why do you give money to SASCO when their house is not in order? And that's why we're fighting to make sure that we get this right. I've spoken about the auditors and our agreement to part ways. The legal fees are high, that we have spoken about. And then the last last part was from Honorable Member Mhlongo. The long-term loan, the building in which we are is not our building. We belong to Nedbank. So ever since it was built, we thought we will go to Joburg City, and Joburg City would help us. I tried to get a meeting with the mayor, Mashaba, because our electricity bill is how much?
1.7 million.
We owe them 1.7 million. And I was under the impression that, no, it's a Joburg building, so how can they charge us for that? So we're setting up a meeting with Joburg City to deal with these issues. So we're still paying off Nedbank. So that's where the loan comes from. Yes, we probably need to go in-depth on this alignment, because sometimes I'm also a little bit confused as to what I see in our books and what I hear they say as to how much was given. Maybe we just need to sit down and have a look at that. Governance, which was pointed out by Norton Rose, yes, we is part of our turnaround strategy now that we need to deal with these issues of governance. I guess the report, and I'm not afraid to say that, maybe the report will come out and say, as a board, you were too weak. We'll have to accept that criticism. Maybe the report will come out and say, as a board, you did not, what is the term that they use? Fiduciary responsibility, you did not exercise the problem. Do not go to court, yes, Madam, Honorable Madam Chair. The process of our court is just unfortunate that if you get a letter today that says we're subpoenaing you, if you don't appear, that's another big one. So you have to find a way of getting there, and because we are not lawyers, you go to your legal team and you ask, hey, can you help us here, and so on, but we are trying. Transformation in percentage-wise, it's the responsibility of the federations. Yes, I must be honest with you, we were in at the Commonwealth Games, and our team came in at Gold Coast, and my colleague on the board of the Commonwealth Games Federation really put up a hand and said, but Mr. Sam, that can't be right. This team of yours doesn't look like a South African team. So I had to explain that transformation, yes, we cracked the whip from government to portfolio to SASCOP, but it is in the domain of the federation. And as I explained earlier on, sometimes you cannot interfere in the affairs of... I mean, I can't say anything to rugby. The IRB or World Rugby will deal with the issues of that. We as a country can politicize the issue of transformation in rugby or in cricket or anything. But other than that, to say that now, that team will be 50%. Now we're past that stage. We no longer do that. That was the time of quotas. We don't do that anymore. So I think, honorable members, if I've done justice to some of your questions, but we can come back. I just want to give Ravi some of the issues that I may not have gone into properly. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'm suspecting there are still outstanding questions you want to add on.
Well, thank you, Honorable Chair. President Gingin Sam has stolen my thunder and he's responded to most of the questions. Chair, I think there was just two small things that I noted with respect to President Sam. The comment was made about reliance on auditors, Madam Chair, and I think you raised it. I fully agree with you. I come from that background. Unfortunately, we are a Pty Limited company, and in terms of the Companies Act, we have a statutory requirement to appoint a public accountant and auditor. However, I'm hoping that with me engaging with the board, we can try and find a way of getting our company audited by the Auditor General, as we are dealing with funding from government, and through that we might even save some audit fees. So your point is noted. In terms of the deferred revenue, Honourable Member, what happens is that we sometimes receive money in tranches that are either for specific events or multiple events. So the money comes into our bank account, but it has not been yet earned because the event has not yet happened, or the rollout of that event is still happening. So we cannot recognize that as revenue, but we recognize it as deferred revenue. It's simply an accounting principle that is used. I think President Gideon Sam has covered a lot of what has been asked, if not in accurate detail, but certainly the principles of it. Commonwealth Games, we do have a set of financials that were prepared for the bid. Everything else that you see related to Commonwealth Games is for the current event that we attended in Gold Coast. I don't know if you asked this question, but I made a note. I think we spent about 114 million rand on the Commonwealth bid for 2022. Honourable Chair, I'm not sure if I've missed out, or together with my colleague, Board President, whether we've missed out any of the Honourable Members' questions, and perhaps they could redirect us if we have.
Honourable Members, I'm giving you the follow-ups. I do have also myself. Maybe to me it's not a follow-up, it's concern of in some of the answers that I must raise. Honourable Madika, Honourable Nhlongo, Honourable Mose, on that order, thank you.
Chair Aja?
Want a clarity as to why SASCOC is now classified as a federation, because the president has repeated many times to say the reason they are getting the amount of money that they are getting is because they are classified as a federation when they are not. So why are they, where does it come from that they are now classified as a federation? And he also repeated on numerous occasions to say they need to be assisted by us. Then how do they want us to help them? From who? And why? That is the clarity that I need, because just to listen to them saying we are getting this money because we are now classified as a federation, and when we are, where does that come from? I'm lost.
Thank you, Honourable Mhlongo, Honourable Ega, Honourable Musi. It's going to be Honourable Mutek.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, you know, I've been listening to the President, and now I can say to you, maybe you've even wasted today's money to have your board member accompanying you.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's no, Chair, I must call a spade, if you are one to recuse. He didn't respond his presentation. I've asked questions based on his presentation, but I did not get any feedback saying, oh, the President has covered. That is what I'm called for. I'll go to all those questions. And above all, the first question was, how much per day, per month, per week, per quarter does a board member get allowance? It was not answered. It's your presentation. I don't know, is it per meeting, per quarter, how much it is?
And I can say maybe the report, you know, if you don't have a policy on that president, you are saying no sometimes, sometimes not. There's no policy. You are I don't know in English what is it. You know Nedalangat. Oh, you're playing with us. No, seriously, Chair. Apology from, but they're playing with us. You cannot say today if there's money we do get it, sometimes you don't. What principle are you working on? I'm asking how much are you getting? No, sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't. What, do you have a policy for allowance? What does it say? If there's that policy, are you adhering to your own policy? Maybe you're not even adhering to your own policies, not even policy. Now, Chair, why I'm so disturbed, based on the, you know, Chairperson, President, you've been, you've been giving Nati, I was not satisfied. First question I've asked, yes, you are not aware of the Deputy President resigning. He did not send a formal resignation letter. But you know, this links to investment. The decision that you wanted to withdraw from the investment, he was the chair of the committee, am I right? Or he was part of finance committee? Something to do with that. But you discussed that on your, and then I've asked the value of that, of those shares. Can you confirm, is it 100,000 because you come up with percentage on your presentation? And I'm saying, you know, for us to be prudent or our work, you cannot on this slide, you have percentage on that slide, you have figures. I've asked that question, why? Now it shows that you don't want to be an open company, transparent way, you must know what you're doing on your left and nothing on your right. Because you come with percentage when it suits, when it does not, you give us figures. It's not fair for us. That question was not answered. On bursary, do you have a policy on bursary? If there is, do you adhere to your own policy? Yes, you are saying, the response was saying you are cutting it because of financial status. How many students or how many athletes have you developed from have benefited from 2013 to 2017? And how much is allocated? You know, if you have a bazaar, there must be financial supporting that. This financial year will allocate 10 million, as an example. Or you're just using a bazaar. There's money. No, that is not a good governance. That question was not answered. How much was spent on legal fees? You only stated your management team, but there's no actual amount. And there's contradiction with your financial spokesperson, not financial. You're one of your board members. He was quoted that you used 10 million on the newspaper. Now I'll give you a figure, and you gave us 6 or 8 million today. President, you responded to that question. How much was spent for the management, and then how much was spent legal? How much was spent for other legal cases that you have? Those are separate. I did not get that response. The disciplinary processes within the organization. Do you have disciplinary process now, pending processes, which are pending cases? If yes, how much is the cost implication to that? Okay. Lotto told us that you've received 70 million. Let me now declare. Am I right, Anit?
Yeah.
70 million. And now you told us that it's 10, 10, 10, 10. That was the response that you've received. 10, in 10, 10, 10. And they told us you've received 70 million. And regarding the bid, you know, they told us that Sascog, South Africans, us, we've committed to subsidize the bid. Committed. And the bid cost 38.9 million. And they didn't pay it. It's either Sascog owes the department, we owe to that. Another allegation the question that I've asked, Chair, before going to allegation regarding the chairperson. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't want to preempt the outcome of the report, and I don't want to. I thought the president will be open to us. We must not read newspapers. I think we must get information from this house, and then we'll take it from there. Exactly, what is it all about? The picture is so bad that even National Lottery marked that they're not even saved. Exactly, what is happening within sporting body, like SASCOC, so to say. Now, Chair, maybe the president. I'm asking this now. I know you don't have a register. From March to date, what does the Constitution say is when you abscond, did she attend meetings from March to date? If yes, if no, how many abscond or not abscond, maybe absent with notice, with leave? And then what does your Constitution say on that? I'm just saying there's something where I'm getting. Now, Chair, I propose we must have lottery and SASCOC, one meeting in one room, in one of the days. And even other federation, you know, I will go to other federation, maybe I'm still okay. You know, Athletic South Africa have asked issues of premises here. According to their records, it's their money, which was paid. And it's in Houghton, they told me, I've asked even the local, the physical location, in last week, they said it's in Houghton. I said, is it your house? Yes. 8 million. Why don't you, you know, Kuneni and Donani, you're saying you don't have a building. What accounting principles, I've asked them, assets are so important. What accounting principle are you using not to have a building, own it, but you take a leasehold? You rent. Understand, but accounting principle, those are assets, and you are paying more than what you are getting in it. The loan is more than, let's say that the value of that building is 100,000. You paid 2 billion to date when you check, as an example. Now, Chair, the question that I wanted to follow up, Enye, it's why SASCOC? Okay, let me name RPL. KwaZulu-Natal and DSR paid SASCOC directly payment. Why was not paid the institution that millions went to SASCOC? Another question, why is the member of the board member allegedly, until you correct me, maybe this is an allegation, allegedly used the husband to assist the movement of finances? Maybe it's allegation, and then you'll say, no, this are not. But we have those things on record to say that. Now, Chair, I wanted to find out regarding the student, above all, what criteria are you using if you have a policy, especially on bazaars? That one I feel, because there was a query that others are supported, others are not supported. Let me go to those questions which were really outstanding regarding our well done by our fine. But now, Chair, maybe it will be because your finances, SASCOC finances went up from 2010 till 2016. It declined now. What causes that in details? Maybe Baba Oshilu, you must resign long time, not taking the second term or the third term. Now, there's a concern. Why I'm raising this, they were okay, your finances, but they went down now. What is the rationale? And I've used this chair again, maybe you'll forgive me, I'll say, you know, in South African sports, there's corruption, which is underlining, I'm not saying, which we don't see it, we'll see it later. It's not like us politicians. You know, I was laughing with Honorable Musi, I'm raising a point. Athletic South Africa thinks it's Imalia, but the donation, no, it's not a donation, as you're saying. And one of our members here, talking about the donation, one of the issues in Sunday Times newspaper, we don't need that. We need to know, in other words, you don't have a policy on you assisting federations. You just when it suits, oh, this one goes to court, does not have money.
Honorable Mhlongo, times is 12:14, and we're closing at 1, and I will plead that when we're asking questions, you must be direct, not motivate for your question, because I'm still about four hands. So you will be getting that your questions are not going to be fully answered.
Okay.
I'm pleading with you.
No permission. I've asked this financially, how much was Lotto allocated to you? I did not get a response. This financially, there was no response on that.
Thank you. Honorable Musi.
Oh, no, thank you, Chairperson. No, previously, I actually wanted to check with the president of the abbreviation IPC, because look, Chairperson, you know an abbreviation might mean something else to the other person. Like every time when Lotto is here, when they mention the abbreviation DA, the DA members will get excited and only to find that speaking of the distribution agency and an IPC, I've known it as a chase of Moody's here, you know. So we should just indicate it. But the question that I think, I'm not sure whether the president answered it, but I actually had wanted to know the year in which lottery cut the 100 million and resorted to the 10 million. And whether to check whether there isn't any other assistance, the financial assistance that Lotto has over Sascog. And then the last question, Chairperson, this question is actually triggered by what Honorable Mhlongo has been saying about Houghton. Now I'm trying to check when you speak of your non-current asset and that amounts to over 5 million. You don't have buildings on it. Only that you lease. Is that the case? Okay, you'll answer that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Because when you finish it, will be past going for 1 o'clock. The only thing that I can say, President, as I'm sitting here, if we have a fully fledged board which is supposed to come in a committee, I don't think that even if you have financial problems, that they must relax and only President that you must answer so many questions. And that's why it can be also having gaps. We do understand the question of finances, but I don't think that the president, him alone, must come alone. Even if it was some administrative members or some who are responsible for administration, I'm suspecting you do have classification of members who, what are they doing in future? We are pleading that we can interrogate one person, especially as a president, as if it's supposed to be himself, and some other questions they are related to other people. Rationale, we need at least not even the fully fledged of the board. You know, we complain about Sanabo. Even if the president and secretary was not going to be here, we wanted them to come and present, and you did come as a president, but you have a board which you are the leader of that board, and I don't want to say somebody said it reflects your problems. I'm not saying that as a chairperson. I'm saying that you needed to be having few of you. We do appreciate that you have said because of financial problems. But let's try at least that you must present a board as a president. Thank you. Honorable members, I don't think I will take any other further follow-up questions. Let's give the president and the financial, I've forgotten your...
Ravi.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yes.
Hmm.
Oh, no, he raised his hand after immediately, Mr. Musi. Honorable Mutek, I'm very sorry, Honorable Mutek.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Chairperson, I think in future, even us, the members, we mustn't only write the questions, we must also load the response, because sometimes we claim it does not answer, whereas it does answer. So, the issue of 70 million, the 70 million, it was explained that it came in the last minute, but they needed it during the preparation. That is an example. And then my questions are like this, Chairperson. It seems to me as the SASCOC life relies only on lottery, because it seems they can't do without lottery. So I'm just worried, because lottery was here, and then the betting is going down, and they can only allocate what they get from us when we bet out there. So if the situation can deteriorate, so how are they going to live? Because now the dropping of 100 million to 10 million to them is like they are finished. Where are other sponsors? Last time we said to the president, go and look for the sponsors. But like enough, they are talking of a process whereby they've even hired the specialist and all those things. Because you can't rely on one person. The last thing I want to say is an issue of the board not coming here. You know, I don't think it's acceptable to say that because of funds and all that. This is just once off in a while, and again, presence of board members is by bringing them here, you stamp the presence of unity and collectiveness in the organization. But coming alone, not saying my brother here is not here, but coming alone, president, it shows even those newspaper allegations now they will become like real, even if maybe they are not real. So please correct it next time. Thanks very much.
Thank you. That's the time for certain follow-up questions.
I know Honorable Member Msongo will say I'm hogging the mic. But remember, this is a committee member of finance. He's not a board member. He's a committee member that we have brought in to help with finances. But be as it may, IPC is the International Paralympic Committee. So all our Paralympians fall under that body. And that's the body that I must go to now. We are meeting in Spain because we want to find out how do you classify somebody with one arm and somebody with one leg. And so on. That's the IPC. We are very weak in that classification. I've heard all the comments and so on. And thank you very much, Honorable Msongo, for the depth. But I'm going to make an appeal that if you want a rand value, which you will never see in here in detail, then give us those questions well in advance before we get here, so that we deal with them and then we can do that. For instance, if you ask me a question on bursary, I will say to you that when we decided that the grant investment must not go to administration, but it must help our athletes. It was a good, noble thinking. But when you run into, as the honourable member asked, how do you operate? You take some of those money, and there is a policy. I can bring a book. If you had asked me, I would have brought you the booklet that every federation is given in terms of how they should go about on money for the. But let me just honourable members, not honourable Mthongwe, but honourable members. The issue that we are looking for tomorrow, I will be, before I lose, I'll be addressing an international conference at the University of Johannesburg. What are we looking for in this country in terms of sport? We are saying the model, I've repeated this many times. The model that we have is just not correct. Just look at this. This is what I will tell the international world tomorrow. Just for high performance, and that's why you always hear me say, we're beaten by this New Zealand, a small country of 5 million people, and we're 56 million people plus. Just look at this. Government will invest $250 million just for high performance. Not across cricket, rugby and all that. Just for high performance athletes. And our athletes must compete against people who get that kind of funding. Even Cuba. I don't want to talk about the UK because it breaks my heart. The amount of money that the UK put in, the athletes that must compete against our athletes, is just out of this world. And what we are saying is that we, as the sports movement, those of you who were there before, it was our idea of this lotto that we as a sports movement must run a lottery in this country. We agreed with government to say that now it will be DTI. But now you get a situation where DTI unilaterally decide. Now you are going to get 5 million euro federation. But that can't be right. Really, that cannot be right. So to answer you directly, what do you want us to do? We want you as honourable members to go back to Parliament and say, shouldn't SASCO be a chapter, what is it, 18, whatever? We get our grant, whether it comes from fiscal year or from the lotto. But at the beginning of the financial year, you say to SASCO, here is your 50 million for this year, goodbye. And then you ask us, how are we going to fill that up? Here are two ways of doing it. Honourable members, we are responsible for tourism in a big way, if you ask me right now. Saturday and Sunday in Nelson Mandela Bay, thousands of people came to that city. How much of that money are we going to get from the levies that tourism asks? We don't get a cent from that money. And nobody asks the question as to, but why is tourism not helping us with that? These sponsors that you're asking, why are they not coming to the party? They cannot come to the party because there's no incentive. In the olden days, they would get, okay, part of your tax concession or something like that. That is all gone. We were quite happy when Honorable Member Minister cut the whole thing of tobacco. We said, okay, give us the alternative. It never came. Never came to the sports movement. So when we sit here, apart from the mistakes that we make, honorable members, we also ask from your side, can you help us push us over the line? I can't, on behalf of the sports movement, okay, I'm the big mouth, that's fine, I'll accept that. I can't, on behalf of the sports movement, sit here and plead and break my heart and see how our athletes are suffering. Take, for instance, just this one example of London. London, UK, just make the sums, £27 million at the rate of 1 to 14. just for rowing. And what did we give a Sasquatch? We gave our rowing team 3 million rand for one boat, because we're confident that those four men are going to make it in the foursome. What are we up against? When I sit here, I'm pleading to the honorable members, this model is not going to work. You will notice at the end of the year, we must take a team to Botswana. It may not go because we don't have 18 million. The under-18s will not be able to go if somebody does not come to the party and say, here's your 18 million, send this team, clothe it properly, and so on. You saw the excitement in the Gold Coast. We were properly clothed. The team looked respectable. People started looking at South Africa with seriousness and said, that is the example. The whole of Africa looked at us and said, that is the example to follow. But we can't do it without money. I rest my case. I'm repeating this probably for the fourth time. The model needs to be relooked. You can't give us just before Tokyo 70 million. It's too late. You saw the article in the newspaper. We, tight as we are, I had to go to Japan. They paid some half of the money to work out that our Paralympians get a place to train in preparation for Tokyo. And the Japanese said, bring us your para swimmers, bring us your wheelchair tennis, and bring us your para table tennis. They won't go. Where are we going to get the money to get them there? We must get them there, and once they are there, transport on road transport and feeding, that the Japanese will do. I'm pleading, as I conclude, Honorable Mhlongo, yes, the finance committee member, was not a politician in Sasquatch. Yes, we might have erred by not bringing more members, but when you have austerity measures, you also need to put the sums together. We will report back to the rest of the board. Next time, if we get an invitation, even if it's by train, go down by train and appear before the committee. I rest my case. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Honorable President, you know, the last note that we are ending with, I don't want that member must say something. The only thing that he was saying, we have come alone with no board members, and was saying that it must not happen, and it's unusual in this parliament when we have a board, and irrespective of their problems, the president of that board coming in a parliamentary committee alone. So once you are saying that he may come with train, I don't think it augur well to ourselves, because we are thinking that maybe we are joking or we are factional. That thing. I was saying it's not on. It's not on. So please, honourable members, don't respond on the last part where the president, it was going to be Manana only was going to tackle him. I'm protecting him, but in a corrective measure, that he is supposed not to say that. It's very strange that the president is coming to present its board alone, so you must take it very seriously, irrespective of financial problems. I thank you. Mr. Rahim, do you want to say something?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, firstly, I want to make my apologies to Honorable Mhlongo. What I was asking is that if there's anything we missed out, it must be redirected, and clearly this issues of detail that we overlooked, and I want to apologize to you for that. I was rather hoping that you were accepting the principal comments from the board chair, but nevertheless, allowances for board members, Honourable Chair, is listed here in the financial statement. I think it's page 33, it's note 12. The allowances are paid on a monthly basis. What the board president was alluding to is that depending on our cash flow, there's no policy for this, but it's just what we have to do on the ground. If the cash flow doesn't provide, we don't pay the allowance in that particular month. Right? And should the cash flow provide in some future time, then we will resume paying those allowances. I can't explain why the allowances are different. I'm not sure. I think there's good reason for that as well. Page 33, note 12, if I may direct you. Secondly, this is not a cop-out clause. I hate saying this, but I just want you to be aware that I came on board on the 1st of August. I only spent 100 hours since then to now at Sascog. I am looking at things that are happening now and going into the future in terms of prioritizing my time rather than look at history. I want to say to the Honourable Member, you're absolutely right. The governance around our policies and the alignment of our policies is in serious need of work. Why they are in that state, unfortunately, I can't respond. On the 8th of June 2018, the board for the very first time recognized the King Code on governance and introduced that into the Constitution. Well, we put in King guidelines because next year you might five or you might have, but clearly it's the current code, which is King 4. In terms of the slides that I presented here, these are slides that we presented at the AGM on the 8th of June, and I wanted to be consistent. Yes, you're quite correct that we must not hide numbers behind percentages. What I was trying to illustrate here, these numbers here are over a four-year period. And I was trying to illustrate that in the business of Sascog, over the last 4 years, of the revenue we receive, these are the percentages that come from these various sources. The number, the actual rand, might vary from year to year. But generally, over the last 4 years, 43% of our funding came from Lotto. The detail of the numbers for each financial year is disclosed in the financial statement. I hope, Honourable Chair, that the Honourable Member will accept that explanation. In terms of expenditure as well, I was trying to give an idea of what components within our expenditure structure choose our money and to what percentage. But like I said, each year it will change. The issue about the newspaper, Honourable Chair, I have here the legal fees since 2012. I have a spreadsheet here of every cent that we spend on legal fees since 2012. A lot of it is historic, but the figure of 10 million is completely misplaced. Okay, I'm not sure which newspaper that was recorded in. The fees paid to Norton Rose was 6.2 million. We've classified it as legal fees, but in there would have been some other components that related to the process that we went to. The policy of bursary, I think, guide me through you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Member, guide me if you're satisfied with what Board President has said. The allegation of board member using husband to move finances, I'm not sure of that. I haven't read the article. But I'm not sure which finances we want to move because we have no finances to move except the investment in GRIDE. So these are some, there would be, Madam Chair, let's be very clear. We've come to a very, very difficult past. Over the last 8 months, we've seen the CEO, the chief financial officer, and the executive manager dismissed under findings of corruption, maladministration. That is serious. So serious that in terms of the statutes, it had to be reported to the police. And we are looking forward and hoping for that investigation by the police to unfold so we can recover some of our money. With maladministration and corruption, you get all these things happening, and a lot of that as well is perceptions. Since the 8th of June, since our last AGM, we have taken the bull by its horns, and we stamped out all those corruptions. I cannot answer for what has happened in the past, but I can certainly answer, and I will take accountability for what's happening from this day onwards. So these allegations in the newspaper, I'm not sure where they're coming from and what they mean. I think the resignation...
You know, if an honorable member, board member, wants to accept allegation based on the newspaper, he must give me a clear number. He's now telling me that I must believe on the news. Yes, I've said allegation, it's 10 million, and I've showed the president. They must give us the actual number. Give me the number.
Sure. Through you, Chair, the number was 6.2 million. I've already mentioned it. Yeah. Sorry, Honorable Chair. Through you, Honorable Member, I was referring to the allegations about a board member using a husband to view finances, perhaps that's what I was referring to, not the legal fees of 10 million. Okay.
Just a moment. Sometimes if somebody is asking a question and telling you it's allegations,
sure,
you don't have right to answer on the allegation because you are not going to give us the correct information because you must note and not try to answer the allegations. Because the allegation can be a fact if it's proven. So sometimes don't answer some other question that you cannot provide any answer. You're supposed to say, I cannot provide answer on an allegation. Thank you.
Thank you for your guidance, Chair.
Can I come just from that? Any word, Honorable, that they must finish?
Okay.
If we do still have time, that you must do a follow-up, or we'll give himself that he must finish, like President has finished, and now we wanted to round up the committee meeting. It's due respect.
Thank you, Chair. Madam Chair, as I've said, what I can tell you is what I've found now. I cannot be very clear on what has historically happened except for what has been financially reported. I've been specific about the legal fees, and the Portfolio Committee is welcome to receive legal fees breakdown since 2012. Madam Chair, I've addressed the issue about the governance and the policies. Yes, that's quite correct. I've addressed the issue about the board members' allowances. It's disclosed in the financial statements and it's been audited. All the other allegations, or rather the other comments that has been made, I am unable to respond.
Honourable members, I've seen Honourable Bev's hand, Honourable Mhlongo. These are last follow-ups. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I think I will pause because mine is on a lighter note. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wanted to tell the President that I think it would be easier and wiser to using a broomstick. Thank you. When you fly on a broomstick.
You see, you were right when you're saying it is in a lighter note, because I was expecting that all of members can react on that statement. But you were supposed to keep that. Okay.
Chair, I understand the member. I respect you. You are new. You don't have details. You've just confirmed it. And you must say, I don't have a report. I'll give you more information because I've showed the president, and I don't have such issues. For example, you're not aware, I was directed to the president. President,
did SASCOC facilitated any training to KwaZulu Natal?
Yes, we did.
Yes, I'm talking about that issue. Now, to say those, it's not allegation, you see. They're facilitated, and if you can ask, the facilitation of the process was not, it was, it's haphazardly. For example, the husband was involved in that allegation. Of the money, it's 3.3. I must listen to the newspapers because, you know, one of the things that SASCOC tends to do, they don't respond to the newspapers. Let's say for as a member, if they misquote me, I must come back and say no. Now, you leave things for us to decide. No, those are not allegations. Thank you.
That's the last one. I'm not trying to compete with Honorable Member Msongi. I just, sometimes the context is not correct. The member is a manager of coaching. That's why I couldn't find the connection. It's a member with a, she is Des Varden, who is coach manager. We agreed as a board that there is no conflict of interest if through KwaZulu Natal he is appointed to facilitate RPL for the coaches. That's why I was, who is this board member? And so on. So that is the context. I just wanted to correct that.
Because on the newspaper did not respond to it.
No, we can't. We really can't.
Honorable Mslongo and Honorable Gideon, can you give me to chair this meeting and respect other members? Because it's time for members. We need to respect each other. Can I take this opportunity to thank SASCOC president and the finance committee member, saying that this meeting was not easy, and we know why it's not easy. It's a true reflection of the problem of finances in SASCOC, but we have indicated that it was going to be better if our president was having some other people who will try to assist himself, and so they've taken note of what we've said. Looking forward to that before we adjourn this fifth parliament, we will call you SASCOC, hoping that all will, then will be in order. We are giving you a doubt of Honorable President, we are hoping that as Sports and Recreation, we cannot do without you as SASCOC. We are a very important entity. And any problems that we are encountering, we are hoping that through ourselves and through you, we can assist where we can assist, and we can improve where improvement is needed. So by those words, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Usanabo, because they are under you, if you can forward any assistance to us, because we'll call them. But if you can give us a report as SASCOC, if they were here, it was going to be easier that Usanabo is talking and you add on. For instance, when sometimes we have one entity, maybe like state or like any other department, BSA department is always present in order that they must augment on whatever they presented and give a flash. So we'll tell them that we did ask a report from you, being somebody who they are also under you. I'm suspecting it's correct. By those words, thank you so much. We have information, we've seen the gaps, we've seen the improvement and where you must improve through the question of the members. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Members, and thank you, Honorable Chair.
Honourable members, honourable members, now wanted that we are fine, you can leave us that. We are asking the, are you eating sweets today? You are so hyper.
This one.
You're joining him.
This one of the it's forever out of
and the, this one of EFF also.
Yeah,
I
go.
You know, because I'm young at heart, I do accept that sometimes those young ones, if you are
young,
not,
and, young and vibrant,
if you are not hands-on, they can take over in your committee. So I'm very vigilant on that, that they must not take over on my chairing. You know what? Before... you know, you write it, distribute the minutes. We're not going to talk about minutes, but it's nice we'll be reading them in order that when we're coming, we'll correct and adopt. The only thing that I want you to do now is to report about the proposed oversight. Am I not in order, honourable members? Yeah. We don't have time. I don't want members not to go for their lunch. I can be very cautioned by my honourable members. Can you take us through to the proposed oversight? Anyone, if it's not too much. Okay. So.
Thank you, Chairperson and members. We have received approval for the oversight, and there is a plenary on the 11th and the 12th of August, and therefore we are only able to leave after plenary, or September, sorry. And we are only able to leave after plenary, but the challenge is that if flights to George, the last one leaves at 4:45, and we are thinking that it might be risky if we say we leave on the after plenary and then we don't make the time. So we are making a provision that we will leave in the morning on Thursday to George, so that the program starts on Thursday. On Thursday we are in George, and then we will move from George to Swellendam and sleep over in Swellendam. And I'm still finalizing the program, and I will send it through to members before the end of business day.
Honourable members, is it in order? Honourable
and Honourable. No, Chair, it's in order because we don't have an option. So we'll just have to follow it. I hope we'll have time to finish Northern Cape, because we haven't done Northern Cape.
Northern Cape, the problem is that this time, because our days for Northern Cape has been taken by the plenary, which the plenary was not there. But the Northern Cape is still on pipeline, and we'll give them to look at when we're coming back, how can we go there. Honourable Mhlongo?
I wanted to find out, I support this one. Is it as of the 12th till which date, Saturday or Sunday, for us to play? And just the whole oversight.
Okay. From the 13th to the 14th.
Afternoon members, I'm sorry. From the 13th to the 14th, from Swellendam to Cape Town, then members will fly back to their homes, to their provinces.
Honourable members, it's 2 days. You know, we didn't finish that other side. Can I close now the meeting? Thank you, honourable members. You must vanish with everything. You know, this problem of flight if we are not booking in time, and you know these travel agents also. The meeting is closed.
I only know about this today.